My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Brookpark Dome, yes or no? It's that simple. Is this what you want, or do you want them to work something out downtown? Because some people are like, Ken, it looks like a warehouse. I think, if anything, it looks like, they say it looks like a warehouse. The people are critical of it. I thought it looked pretty nice. I said if I was going to say anything, I think it kind of looks like a library from outside. Except for the video board. But if there weren't a video board, I go, that kind of looks like a giant library from outside.
You see what they did?
At the end of a neighborhood.
You see what they did with the dog pound?
It's like a long thing. Do you wonder how big is that? Because you know what they're doing with the Clippers. Ballmer's having that thing calls the wall on the other side, where it's just one giant section, which is, I got to see this thing to believe it, because it's hard for me to imagine it. And even when I've seen the pictures of the build, and I haven't looked in a long time, but even when I see a picture of the build, it's really hard to put into focus of what it's going to look like. I mean, that it's all going to be there. You know, some people said, well, the dog pound's dead now. I don't know. I heard the same thing for a lot of years when the Browns were lousy, that the dog pound died and that went into the lake with the old stadium. You know, now that they don't allow you to bring batteries to throw and actual dog biscuits and a keg of beer that's underneath a doghouse anymore, when it sold out, got corporate, quote unquote, that's when the dog pound died. It's interesting how different generations are. You know, my generation would have looked at it and go, you guys are gatekeepers. You guys need to get with the times. Guys who talked about the old stadium that way, municipal stadium, and the loving features that they had and memories that they had with Municipal Stadium. And now I think it's kind of, here we are. We're our generation. There are people in our age group, Anthony. I know you're a little older than me, but we're all roped in. That in our age group, they're upset going, this is tradition. You're ruining tradition. And there's a lot of people younger than us going, yeah, indoor football. Brook Park looks nice. Do it. Looks opulent. Here we go.
I'm excited about it. I never could really dream of a scenario where we were going to have a venue that could host the biggest events in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, there's no guarantee, right? They're not telling you there's a guarantee of a Super Bowl, but I imagine they're going to be pressed hard on this to try to get that commitment from the NFL. But it's not just Super Bowls. We've been getting passed up by so many of the national, international recording artists. You're not getting the biggest events, and it's always been kind of one of those tools that we've been missing, you know, and being able to get all the best of the best.
Well, you'd get Taylor Swift here is what that's how that would go. So you'd get Taylor Swift here, and that'd be one thing. I know that down in Cincinnati, talking to some people down there, and we had Mo Egger on yesterday morning, that a lot of people down there are paying attention to what goes on up here with our stadium and the situation there. I mean, they might as well be playing in an old tool shed compared to what this thing looks like. I mean, this is incredible. But there are there are very significant outcomes to this and very strong reactions to this. And there is, and I do, I respect the opinion. While I look at this and I say, this is the future, I don't have to talk about just 10 dates a year and a monster truck rally and maybe a concert or two. This is something that it should be and would be in play for 365 days a year, and maybe even multiple events at different ends of it. Like I tell you what, the Superdome, as much as I say, like, hey, that harkens back to the old days, they use that thing for multiple events. They run two events at the same time out of that place at times. They do the same thing over at Lucas Oil. Like, you could do a lot of things in those buildings. I would root for something like that, but I look at it and go, I'm a traditionalist at heart. I respect those feelings. The people who are talking about tax dollars, the use of tax dollars, I very much respect those feelings. And I said at 6 o'clock where I have to stand on that. And I think that's a very open and honest answer by me. But
they're going to have to be a lot more specific than they were yesterday. I mean, yesterday was a nice, joyous sentiment to get people excited. Here's the amazing video footage and the renderings and what it's going to look like. Yesterday was the look at this shiny thing day. Mm-hmm. Yesterday was not the day for let's get really involved in the numbers. Let's find out if any of this math actually works, because obviously there's always going to be skepticism over that. We don't typically trust anybody when it comes to huge projects until we see the fine print.
How have you been on this? Because I'm just trying to remember. I'm not trying to pick a fight just yet anyway. Originally, I wanted them to work something out downtown. Now, mm-hmm. over the last couple of years,
as did I.
I've seen one side try to work on something. I've seen another side be hesitant to it. And I say that, really, I've seen the mayor's office be hesitant to it. I think Blaine Griffin is trying to do what he can do. And you know I've been critical of city council in the past. So if I'm saying it, it's just my opinion. I mean it. He's been pretty out front on it. I'm thinking, man, when it comes to this type of project, it seems that Blaine Griffin is the acting mayor, the city council president, right? I want them to work something out downtown. Just as time goes on, it seems that that's just going to be impossible to do. That whatever agreement that they had, the city doesn't like. The city is more than welcome to come up with a plan that's going to invest those dollars more wisely for the lakefront. And God bless them, I hope they do. I remain skeptical because of history, but I think we're skeptical on everything there. When it comes to the Browns, they didn't get that land just to look at it, for crying out loud. And you see something that's there that a lot.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
A lot of people already seem to like. It's hard to go against that. It's hard to go against that. I mean, this thing looks like a mix of SoFi and U.S. Bank rolled into one.
And a world-class setup, a world-class facility, not only for your team, but your fans. I mean, guys, your fans will not complain about this once they get a chance to actually sit in those seats, watch a game. They're never going to complain about it. There will be zero complaints about what that is like and what they're getting. Now, a fair question, PSL situation, how much are those tickets going to go up? Are they pricing out the fan? Because that would be a huge, that would be a huge misstep if you built this and then nobody could afford it. So well, that was they've got to be sensitive to that.
Well, we brought Daryl on a couple of years ago when this first started, really, the ball started rolling on this. That was Daryl was steadfast going, people can't afford tickets to that thing. They won't be able to do it. And my issue was, well, I don't know if they're catering. I don't think the NFL in general is catering to general fans anymore. I don't think college football is anymore. I think that there's schools out there that they'll take any fan they can get, don't get me wrong, in the area. But Ohio State, you see how much it costs to go to Ohio State game anymore? I don't think that they're catering to general fans. I think at one time they did, not anymore. I don't think the NFL caters to Kenny Carmen, the plumber who works 5 days a week, 12 hours a day, and then wants to go get season tickets for the Browns. I don't know if that's necessarily the case anymore or going to be the case in the future.
Well, what would you say is a fair expectation when you say the average fan? The average fan has been able to attend NFL games for many years.
And they've certainly been able to attend Browns games
yes.
for many years.
Oh, and remember, we had the lowest, we had the cheapest tickets in the NFL. Now, we'd also been bad for so long,
yes.
so they had no justification to ever elevate those ticket prices.
I think that Kenny Carmen, who's a plumber, who is working 5 days a week, maybe 6 days a week, obviously, even with side jobs. I think the Anthony Lima, who is a contractor, is going, do I really want to go downtown and deal with this, that, and the other and get season tickets, or do I want to sit in my basement with a great TV from Extend Technology and watch all this going on? I think that that's different. And so now that they go, okay, we might not have as many quote-unquote season ticket holders that are general fans, but can you get Kenny Carmen, the plumber, who can buy tickets from the season ticket holder on the secondary market and go twice a year? Maybe that's a possibility to it. And maybe a season ticket salesperson over there would say, I'm full of it. But I think that that's kind of the way the league is going on these type of things. Corporate partnerships matter more. A lot of the folks that are doing season tickets, I think it's of a different echelon. I think that the general fan and professional sports in a lot of ways is being priced out of it. And I think that that's the way it's generally going. So my issue has always been, you're going to pay more for tickets no matter what. The ticket prices are never going to go down. You might as well get the most for your money. You're going to pay more. When they build that stadium, them tickets are going to go up. And we are, if Peter King said it, he goes, man, you guys in Cleveland, you guys complain over every single price thing. I go, damn right, they should. But because of that history, I think we're probably going to see prices on some of these tickets when this place gets built, and I think we're going to have a shock. I think that you and I are going to have a show when those ticket prices are out that it's going to be batting down the hatches. There's going to be some angry people calling us up that morning. 216-474-0092. My whole issue of it is, if you're going to pay that much more, I would hope you get much more out of it, because if you're going to have a new outdoor stadium, you'll be paying a lot of money for those tickets too. Let me go to Matt and Wycliffe. You're first up on the Fan. Hello, Matt.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Not too bad, Matt. Go right on ahead.
Okay. So my personal thoughts on this, and I could be just, you know, delusional because, you know, I'm not, you know, a normal get-in-downtown kind of guy. That North Coast Harbor area trying to get in and out every day for a Browns game is just it was brutal. It's brutal all the time. Like, just because there's one way in, one way out, basically. There's no, like, I mean, you're basically landlocked because there's the lake there, there's the, you know, Rock Hall Science Center, and just, you know, just doesn't seem like that. Like, there's good traffic, at least if you move it to, you know, where they're proposing at Brook Park. There, you know, you can at least hypothetically develop multiple, you know, inroads in there.
Yeah.
The other thing, and admittedly, I feel like I've gotten soft over the years. So, you know, I know you guys are married, obviously, and your wife's, I don't know if your wives are, like, cold weather fans of games, but my wife, like, we have to, or she'll tell me all the time that, like, she doesn't want to go to a game if it's, like, below, like, 50 or 45 or whatever. I'm like, at least with this, like you might have a lot of people that are like, hey, 72-degree climate-controlled dome, and, you know, you might have more people, because, you know, for all the tough talking about how this is a hard-nosed, cold-weather team of fans, I've seen that stadium when it's, like, you know, 20 degrees, 15 degrees, snowstorms. you see a lot of orange in the stands.
Yeah, Matt.
Like, I bet you.
Yeah, Matt, and that's the entire case of it here, man, is that, and you know this, is like back in the day, okay, say in 1970, I was paying $20, $24, like the average of $20 a ticket, and the price for beer is low and the price for a hot dog is low. Yeah, you know what? I'll go sit in 15-degree weather, but if you're going to pay an exorbitant sum, which you are going to, I should say you would want to be comfortable in that situation, would you not? You would.
Oh, absolutely.
Yes, yes. Matt, thank you very much for the call. 216-474-0092. Is this what you want? You more than likely have seen the renderings. If you haven't, I'm sure we have a link to it, 923thefan.com. I know we're positive to that. Go ahead, check out the renderings. Do you want something like this, what they showed you yesterday, what the Browns showed you, or do you want them to work something out with downtown Cleveland? If you do, you better make sure the mayor's listening, because I don't know if he's paying that close of attention to this sort of thing.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!